اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. يا أمير المؤمنين يا يعصوب الدين يا فارس المؤمنين يا علي بن أبي طالب أم When has your father eaten more than two things in iftar? Mawla, how lonely you have become. You must have missed those who loved you so much. It is related that the pain of the treachery of the Ummah was too much to bear, and so Mawla would say, I want to be your friend, but you all just want my death. Mawla, how you must have missed the Messenger of Allah, your cousin, your brother in arms, your father-in-law, the one who raised you. Your Mawla and your Master, Sayyidi, Sayyidi, Ya Rasulullah, see what the Ummah has done to me. How you must have missed Lady Khadija, how she loved you and cared for you and fed you when you were just a young child. How you must have thought of Fatima Zahra. How you must have missed Fatima Zahra after you left the world. Oh, Fatima Zahra, the trials and tribulations just got worse. But without you, there were too much to bear. Do you know, brothers and sisters, who Amir al-Mu'mineen is? Do you know who Amir al-Mu'mineen is? He's the great champion of Badr and Uhud and Khaybar and Khandak and Hunayn. And I've heard that this great champion had only cried one in his life. But Allah has gifted you, for I ran across another time that Amir al-Mu'mineen wept. The first time, yes, the door had fallen on Fatima Zahra, but I have not heard of Mawla crying. Mohsen was martyred, an infant that wasn't even born, but it's still I have not heard of Mawla crying. But I have heard that as Mawla was conducting the burial rites for Fatima Zahra, Ya Zahra, such wounds and you never said a word, but I could tell from your heavy breathing. The second time, Mawla's gift to you on this martyrdom of Amir al-Mu'mineen is about the daughters of Fatima Zahra. When Imam Hassan alayhi salam cried, Mawla calmed him down. Hassan, my son, you are crying? Be easy and don't cry. When Imam Hussein alayhi salam cried, Mawla calmed him down. Hussein, my son, you are crying? Be easy and don't cry. When Hazrat Abbas cried, Mawla calmed him down. Abbas, my son, you are crying? Be easy and don't cry. I'm telling you the second time that Mawla began to weep. They took Mawla to the house. They took Mawla to where he used to pray. And then Zainab and Umme Kulthum came and sat behind Amir al-Mu'mineen. And Zainab and Umme Kulthum began to cry and wail, what is this that has happened to our father? And here Mawla began to cry out loud, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, Ya Faris al-Mu'mineen. Umme Kulthum, she relates, at the iftar of the 19th of the holy month of Ramadan, I served my father with a plate that contained two small loaves of barley bread, a small bowl of milk, and a quantity of crushed salt. When Amir al-Mu'mineen, he finished his prayer, he sat down to break his fast. When he saw that I had served him and what I had served him, he shook his head and he wept and he said to me, I never thought that I would see any daughter treating her father as improperly as you have just done. Mawla, Mawla, Baba, what have I done? Why do you say such things, Father? Amir al-Mu'mineen says, why have you served me with two types of food in one meal? O daughter, whoever has pleasant food and drink and clothing will stand for a long time before Allah the Almighty on the day of resurrection. O Umm Kulthum, do you want me to stand for a long time on the day of resurrection? O Umm Kulthum, I will not eat anything before you remove one of these two foods. When I removed some of the food, my father ate one small loaf of barley bread with some crushed salt. Then he praised Allah and he thanked Allah. Shukran lillah, and then Mawla, Imam Ali alayhi salam, engaged himself in prayer once again. Mawla kept on offering prayers and beseeching Allah incessantly all night long. This is the 19th of the holy month of Ramadan. Mawla came in and out of the house repeatedly that night while he would look up at the heavens in worry. Surely the promise of Allah is true. This is what my brother, the messenger of Allah, had promised me. He recited Surah Yasin this night. He slept for a few short moments and suddenly he woke up in a panic. Amir al-Mu'mineen, he wipes his face with his clothes. He stands up on his feet and he prays to Almighty Allah. Ya Allah, please bless us in this affair of meeting you on this night. Umm Kulthum says, Mawla, he frequently kept on repeating, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyyil azim. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyyil azim. He returned to offer more prayers for just a few hours. It is as if Imam Ali alayhi salam, he knew these were the last hours. He recited his post-prayer litanies and his du'as and his munajat. He again slept for a few short moments. Again, he woke up in a panic. He then ordered his sons and his daughters to gather around him and he said to them, in this month you will lose me. I have just seen a dream that has shaken me. And so we asked, Baba, Baba, what have you seen? Mawla says, in my dream, I have seen the messenger of Allah saying to me, Ya Abul Hasan, you will very soon come to us. The most wretched of all people will come to you to dye your gray beard with the blood of your head. I am truly eager to see you, O Ali. Within the last 10 days of the holy month of Ramadan, you will be with us, O Ali. Umm Kulthum says to Mawla, O Father, Babajan, Babajan, I am noticing that you aren't able to sleep in this night. Hi, Hussein, hi, Sakina. Mawla says, O Umm Kulthum, your father has killed heroes and engaged in horrific situations without letting any spark of fear enter this heart of mine. However, on this night, I feel such a strange fear that I have never experienced before. Mawla says, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. He performed his wudu and he readied himself to leave the house performing the Fajr prayer in the masjid when he came to the small courtyard of the house. The domesticated geese, which had been gifted to Imam Hassan, started shouting and flapping their wings. Mawla began to say, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyyil azim. These shouts will very soon be followed by lamentations. Umm Kulthum hurried to stop these geese and move these geese away from Mawla. Amir al-Mu'mineen says to her, O Umm Kulthum, I appeal to you by your duty towards me to release these birds because you have detained creatures that have no tongue and they do not have the ability to speak themselves when they feel hungry or thirsty. Take care of feeding them, Umm Kulthum. Hi, Hussein. Hi, Sakina. Hi, Ali Asghar, Amir al-Mu'mineen. He heads for the masjid and as usual he starts to wake up the people who slept in the masjid. When he passed by some, he's put his hand on his luminous gray beard and said, I believe that one of you is the most wretched person who will dye this gray beard of mine with the blood of my head. Mawla starts to offer his prayers. Allahu Akbar. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Mawla goes to his ruku. Subhana Rabbi al-Azim wa bihamdi. Mola goes with sajda. Subhana Rabbi ala wa bihamdi. Hai Hussein, Hai Hussein. And while Mola one is in sajda, Ibn Mujib hits Mola on the head so hard that it strikes, splits open the bone of Mola. Fustu bi Rabbil Kaaba, Fustu bi Rabbil Kaaba. I'm finished, Allah forgive us. Mola, Mola, in what a beautiful manner you left this world. Your family was around you in your last moments. Your daughters in the comfort and safety of your home. Your children and grandchildren under your protection. The earrings of your daughter still upon your ear. The chadars of your daughter still intact. Your sons giving you a proper and honorable burial. Hai Hussein, Hai Hussein, Hai Hussein. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un.